Thanks, Eileen. Thank you very much.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Thanks very much to the Meany sisters, and good afternoon to you on this Friday afternoon. 51551 ray@rte.ie. We've a jam-packed show today, all household names. Brendan Courtney and his mother, Nuala. I was nearly going to say his wife, Nuala. His mother, Nuala. Jedward. John and Edward. And there's much excitement among Jedward fans that they're on the show today. Bebe Baskin. Much excitement around among Bebe fans that she's on the show today. And then we're going to be speaking to Rosanna Davidson. And we'll be talking about twins and motherhood and Mother's Day and happiness and loads of other things. And you can join in the conversation, 51551 or ray@rte.ie. And Lorraine and Don are in straight away. Could you please say happy Mother's Day to my wonderful mam, Mary Tracy in Drumcondra. Send her our love from Vancouver in Canada. That's Lorraine and Don. And there's Gemma on. Jedward, can't wait to hear you on Ray soon, and so excited to hear you playing a song. They're going to be singing live for us. It's all very exciting. I love this. I love this. Somebody spotted, I think it was Fiona or maybe one of the Neves spotted it up in the office. But a woman from the Netherlands has come up with an innovative alternative design for a face mask. Marianne de Groot-Pons, a graphic designer living and working in Utrecht, has created a 100% biodegradable mask made out of rice paper and embedded with flower seeds. Isn't this wonderful? Right? So you use it, and once you've gotten enough wear out of it, you simply plant the mask in the garden and wait for the flowers to grow. And hopefully, by the time they grow, we'll be all out the other side of this lockdown pandemic thingamajig. That's very exciting. But there was more excitement in our house when I arrived home yesterday, because Jenny got delivery of a Joseph D-shaped flexible toilet brush. Now, yeah, I know. Come here, have a look. Look at this. What am I looking at? A toilet brush. No, it's not just any toilet brush. It's a Joseph D-shaped flexible toilet brush. You know all those places that you can't get to? You know, under the rim and up the U-bend. You can't get up there with a normal toilet brush. So Joseph have invented a D-shaped flexible toilet brush. Much excitement. And then it was up on Instagram and Twitter, and people were talking about it all over the country. Everybody wants to get their hands on a D-shaped flexible toilet brush. Is that what happens when we're in lockdown for a year? That you go a little bit nee, and you get excited about things like this? Yeah, the little things. That was great, yeah. It's been very busy on email overnight. Questions and references to things that happened on the show and other things. Chris was on Monday's show, 8th of March, one of Sinead O'Connor's songs was played by you. By any chance, can you tell me the title of the song, which I'm anxious to hear again? Emperor's New Clothes, Chris, we played it. It was International Women's Day. And then we played another Sinead O'Connor song yesterday, No Man's Woman. Anyway, Emperor's New Clothes, it's on the 1990 album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. Which also featured the international hit Nothing Compares to You and one of my favourite Sinead O'Connor songs, I Am Stretched on Your Grave, which is absolutely brilliant. And years ago, she sang that live for us, just no accompaniment whatsoever, just her singing that for 4 minutes. And it was just spectacular. It was magical. It was just one of those moments when you go, you know, is this actually happening? It was about 9:20 in the morning. It was just amazing. Anyway, Carol has been on. And he says, we wanted to write to you about our amazing Nana. Her name is Brenda O'Neill and she lives in Dalkey in County Dublin. She's celebrating a big birthday on Friday. We're wondering if you could wish her a happy birthday. She's really an amazing lady and does so much for all of us. Everybody loves her. She's generous, kind and always in good form. This is her second birthday in lockdown. Well, anybody who's celebrating now is, you know, moving into second birthday in lockdown, which isn't really fair, but we will have a big party for her when things go back to normal. She's doing your Laura Lynn Marathon Challenge. And she has raised an amazing €2,600 for Laura Lynn so far. That is brilliant, Brenda. But the really unbelievable bit is that she is walking 20 kilometres every single day. That's 13 miles in old money. She has completed 33 marathons already this year. Happy birthday, Nana. Love, Abby and Jack and son, Carl. Brenda, you're amazing. You are absolutely amazing. It's only March and you've raised €2,600 already. And the target for everybody who's involved in Raise Marathon Challenge is 500. So we're aiming to make €1 million for Laura Lynn by the end of 2021. And if you know anybody who's doing it, you can go to their iDonate page And if you go to I Donate, I have a page there as well, and you might just help us out. It's for an amazing cause, Ireland's only children's hospice. Brenda, I don't know what to say. I'm in awe of you. Keep it going. Keep her lit, as they say. And happy birthday. Have a good one. Pádraig has been on. Hope this finds you well. Can you do a birthday request for me today? Not the best of years for birthday celebrations, but we'll make the best of it. For my wife, Una. She celebrates her 50th birthday tomorrow, the 13th of March. Wishing Una Kelly from Kinsealy a very special happy birthday. It will be a special weekend with you being spoiled for your birthday and Mother's Day. Lots of love from your husband, Pádraig, and children, Ryan, Ava and Lucy. Have a brilliant day. Your 50th, Una. 50 is the new 20. It is in my world anyway, so I'm 26. Kevin has been on. And he says, I've just opened up the curtains to realise that the cherry tree on the street in front of my house has really started to blossom again, as it tends to do at this time every year. It was a pleasant start to my morning. That got me thinking about John Spillane's song about cherry trees and the message in the song, Well Done Everyone. I then listened to the song on YouTube. I hadn't heard it in years and was really struck by its positivity. It's one of those songs that sounds as if it was written specifically for spring 2021 that we're going through now, even though it's a good few years old at this stage. Anyway, says Kevin Barry, I'd recommend playing the song in your show as it might bring a small bit of positivity to some of your listeners, many of who are undoubtedly struggling through the current situation. We'll do that. I have it lined up for you. Very good suggestion, Kevin. But before we get to that, a couple of things. I see West Calf Island off the coast of Cork is up for sale. It's 62 acres. And back in 1911, 80 people lived on it. So there was some sort of farmhouses and outhouse buildings. I'm just wondering, with people working from home now, it's 4 kilometres out from the mainland. Would anybody be interested in that? There's an article by Ralph Regal on independent.ie, and he just says there that other islands, Lees Island, Mannion Island and Shore Island, with prices varying from 245,000 to 770,000, are also on sale. They don't have a price for West Calf Island, but it's the most westerly of the three Calf Islands. It's one of those things you'd like to think you'd like to do, but then when the reality of it is presented to you, you probably wouldn't do it at all. Ah, yeah, I'd love to live in an island. Wouldn't it be great? Work from home, do a podcast, live off the land. And then the reality of, you know, a December's night and the Atlantic bashing the windows and not being able to get back onto the mainland for days. When that hits you, you go, ah, maybe not. I'm fine where I am. Thanks very much. Thanks for the offer. Let's see what you're saying. 51551. I have two of those toilet brushes. It was so exciting when I got them last August. That's our lives these days, says Alina. And thanks for that info, Ray. Having a giggle about the toilet brush here. That's Martina Bridget Byrne. And that will be a gas dinner party. BB and Jed were together. After lockdown, of course, says Celine. And could you wish my mum Marion a happy birthday for Sunday? It's a double whammy, her birthday and Mother's Day. She's the best mammy and granny anyone could ever have. From Sandra, David, Saoirse and Rachel. Thank you. And please wish Anne Gallagher a very happy Mother's Day. Can't believe it is over a year since I've seen you. Love and hugs. Miss you so much. Can't wait to see you. From Linda in Devon in the UK. And I suppose Mother's Day takes on more importance for people who are out of the country and haven't seen their mothers, you know, for more than a year. They would have planned to probably get over for Easter or maybe during the summer and then for Christmas. And none of that happened because of what we're going through. Now, you probably know by now, because the advertising has been great, that St. Patrick's Day is virtual. It's going virtual again. And RTE, after last year's success, is running another virtual parade. And we were just wondering if you were doing a virtual parade or you're doing anything at home for St. Patrick's Day, we'd love to know about it, because we're putting together a programme for Tuesday just to look forward to our national day. And we want it to be a bit giddy and very Irish and loads of energy. So if you've sort of fit the bill on all of those things, we'd love to hear from you, ray@rte.ie. So if you're doing anything particularly special for St. Patrick's Day, a virtual parade or a virtual Cayley or something like that, please get on to us, ray@rte.ie. We'd love to talk to you on Tuesday. What did I promise? Oh yeah, John's plan. I'll do that after I tell you about this. Yeah, today, the 12th of March. Yeah. On this day last year, you know what happened. Anyway, we've cobbled together 10 questions on events that happened on this day over the years and the decades and the centuries. And we're looking for two people to come on and answer a question, 5 questions each. And our prize this week comes courtesy of Electric Ireland, who are launching their new smart meter price plans, helping you manage your electricity usage for the better. That means no more estimated bills or submitting your meter reading. You can search Electric Ireland smart meters to find out more about smart meters and the benefits. And thanks to the people at Electric Ireland, the person who wins our quiz of today will get a brand new 50-inch HD smart TV. That's a great prize. That's a great prize, a 50-inch HD smart TV. Yeah, it has all the things in it, Netflix and all that, just at a push of a button. You do have to pay the, you know, the monthly fee, but it's a great prize. So if you want to be in line to win that prize, you have to answer a qualifying question. In which county would you find the town of Enniscorthy? In which county would you find the town of Enniscorthy? 1850 715 900. That's 1850 715 900. And we may be talking to you after 4 o'clock. And good luck with that. And good afternoon. 515 on radio.rt.ie. Yes. Well done, John Spillane. The Dance of the Cherry Trees. Love that. It's actually the Dance of the Cherry Tree. Singular, not plural. John Spillane. 515 on radio.rt.ie. I know you're talking about twins today. Many years ago, I went on a dating website and a day or two later, they sent me a match. It was my gay twin. That's a great story. I nearly died. Will you please ask people, how do they clean their toilet brushes? Aha. Toilet brushes clean the toilets, but how do you clean a toilet brush? And Susan Inês has been on. She said, we renovated our ensuite recently and invested in a comfort height rimless toilet. Ooh, excuse me. Game changer, says Susan. I had to go online and see what a comfort height rimless toilet looks like. Yeah, it looks comfortable and it looks, yeah. Why are toilets, some toilets so low? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. €335 this one is, Susan. Is that expensive for a toilet? I can't remember the last time I bought a toilet. Gail Hambridge, or even Hambidge, has been on and she says, we are in the process of organising the Sylvanian Family St. Patrick's Day Parade, filling it, floats, viewing area, etc. Oh, we'd love to talk to you on Tuesday. Gail, we'll keep that correspondence on file. Shout out to my granny Maeve. She was 95 on Tuesday. She lives with me and my sister Fina. And when we asked her what her favourite moment of the 95 years was, she said it was watching Dana win the Eurovision. Ah, that's Owen and Kildare. All kinds of everything. I suggest that this should be the song for the Irish and Ireland at the end of the pandemic. It says it all, says that person. Well, thanks to Kevin Barry for suggesting we play it. Because I did spot up around where we live a couple of cherry trees beginning to blossom, and it's a beautiful time of the year. And then when they start shedding their petals and you get rained on some days if it's windy by a shower of cherry tree blossom petals, that's a wonderful thing as well. 51551 Ray at RTE.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray at RTE.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Can you please say Happy Mother's Day to my mam Olivia Tierney in Roscrea in County Tipp. I know everyone's mammy is the best and they are, but in my world, she's unmatched. I'm in America and we haven't seen each other since August 2019. Got my second vaccine yesterday, and as soon as she and my dad get theirs, I'll hopefully be able to get home and see them. So hang on in there, mam. Enjoy your day on Sunday and we'll see each other soon. That's Tricia Rushbrook in Massachusetts. And I had to Google rimless toilet there after you mentioned it. Didn't realise we have one. Oh, you have one. Oh, there you go. Very posh, very posh. Now, we have reached Twin Peak. You might have read this in the paper today. A new study has shown that more twins are being born than ever before. We now know that 1.6 million twins are born each year worldwide, meaning one in every 42 children born is a twin. Now, did you know that our Taoiseach Micheál Martin is a twin? President Michael D. Higgins is a father of twins. Later on, we'll be talking to Rosanna Davison. She had twins. And we decided to talk to Ireland's most famous twins. So John and Edward are on the line. It's Jedward, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Ray. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Hi, John.
Hey, I'm on. Yeah. Good to talk to you, Ray.
Yeah.
It's nice that we're here celebrating the whole twins and everyone having twins and all things twins today on the show.
Yeah, and
I think it's crazy to think
Go on.
I think it's crazy that like Micheál Martin is a twin, because I only discovered that today. So I think today is a very informative day for twins.
Everyone's
researching. I'm really, really proud of Rosanna Davidson as well, having twins.
Yeah.
I think twins bring a lot of joy to the world.
Yeah, so what does it mean to ye? Because ye, I suppose to the outside world, ye are a unit. And is that a good thing or a bad thing, Edward?
I feel twins, it's a different experience depending on the twins. But us growing up, we were very easygoing. And our mom said that we never cried or anything. And she had a great time raising us. And I think everyone has their own experience. Like some people, you have a boy and a girl. It depends on the personalities. But we're very open with each other. And we have the chats. And we, you know, always be supporting each other.
Is that like people try to divide and conquer with twins. So it's like, as twins, you're an ultra, a big force. And in school, they tried to separate you and stuff. But me and John have always embraced being twins. And it's good that, like, professionally, like, our careers are being twins. So it's good that it all worked out.
And it's good we're the same age, so we experience things and do things the same, you know?
That's one of the characteristics of being a twin, isn't it? That you're the same age.
Yeah, I know, in case anyone didn't know, you know?
Yeah.
Well, in all fairness, I am 10 minutes early, older. Yeah.
We ever asked by a music journalist, when did you first get together? When
the first time we got together singing music was when we sang Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way, the talent show. So that was it. We had a little chat and we're like, let's be pop stars.
I think that lots of people don't know, we once saw Saoirse Ronan at a premiere and we sang for her also. So like, we've had loads of different experiences before getting onto X Factor. We kind of decided to get like blazers and ties in charity shops. So we made ourselves look like we were the business, but we actually weren't.
Yeah.
But then it all kind of just became our style.
Came together.
I'm just wondering, because I know you ran when you were at school. Athletics.
Yeah, we used to run a lot.
Still running.
Still running, good.
And I was running four times this week, Ray.
Well done.
Yeah.
People used to think that John ran half the race and I ran the other half. And then when we did the LA Marathon, there's all this conspiracy saying, do they do the full thing? So me and John, doing running, it was very competitive, but John was the better.
Oh, was he? That was my question, yeah. By much.
I feel like doing the sports does bring it together. And since Edward hurt his knee, I am better at running and more capable.
I'm so jealous of John.
Right. So what?
I wish I could bend my leg the way he can.
Can't bend his leg.
What about the pranks? What about the pranks? You know, because you're identical.
Pranks is an American thing. I don't think people in Ireland play that much pranks. But I feel like
get in the down low. So basically, in school, we used to be able to check in for each other. We're sometimes able to use the same passwords for each other. I think we kind of get away with a lot of things because people don't.
When I don't
want
to talk to the bank, he can talk for me. Pretend to be me.
I let on to be him. I'm like, yes, John Grimes talking. Because I kind of do all the business side of things. John is more creative and he does like guitar and he does a different songwriting and gets really into it. And I kind of keep everything rolling. You know, I talked to your researcher today.
You should be an accountant, Edward. You could do raise accounts there.
Thank you.
Thanks for the offer, lads. Yeah, thanks.
No
for
problem.
Offer.
We'll give you a discount.
Thank you very much.
I'm only joking.
Is there a negative to it? You know, and I was talking there about ye being seen as a unit. That, you know, was there times in your lives when you go, I want to get away from John or I want to get away from Edward. I want
I
to be my own person.
The thing is that girls can't make up their mind which one they want. And, you know, you got to put yourself out there and just be yourself. And then at the end of the day, you see who gets.
Yeah.
The girl gets the princess.
I think it is hard because like sometimes there's this whole gimmick and this whole stigma with twins that there's an evil twin, a good twin. People love to talk about like twin telepathy and all these things.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, I'm over that. That's what we talked about when we were 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you grow up, it's kind of nice to have your own identity. But then it's so weird because
the con is people always ask, what's it like to be a twin? You know, and you're having to explain yourself a million times.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But it's okay. It's great we're here. That's why we have an excuse to be here today.
Well,
thankful.
It's in the papers today because they reckon now that although the number of twins in the world has been increasing since the 1980s, that we're now at the top. And from now on, the number of twins is going to decrease.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know, this is a fact for you, did you know the older the woman is, the more likely she is to have twins?
Wow. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, I didn't know that until today. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Did Janet Jackson have twins?
I don't know.
The thing about it is, we were born three months premature.
Shut up, John, okay? On our first TV appearance, we were on the couch with Sarah Jessica Parker and she was having twins. And before she had her twins, Graham Norton was asking her, going, and we were like explaining about what it's like being twins.
Yes.
That was like our first experience talking about IVF and stuff.
The my favourite TV experience ever was with ye on the inaugural Vincent Brown chat show. out in Ballymount.
Oh, my. Recently.
That was Edda, like, was actually playing that clip the other day.
Was, yeah, that's...
It was all over the internet.
Was.
Honestly,
we didn't know what we were doing on there.
Yeah. There was Ray, a few people who didn't know what they were doing on there. Yes, it was very entertaining. Is it on YouTube?
Is still going?
Vincent, no, he's not. He's as he's still alive, but he's not doing his show anymore.
Get him on.
Yeah,
he might be a Santa Claus this year.
No, but
year.
Every so often we do. I would love to talk to Vincent Brown, and if he's listening today.
Yeah, yeah, he's always doing his research.
Yeah, he's a great broadcaster, great journalist, and a very interesting man. But
that's good.
Is that clip up on YouTube of you talking to Vincent Brown?
Yeah, of course.
It was trending all over YouTube, TikTok. Yeah, it got like nearly a million views just the week on. Yeah, you're there laughing like a mad joke. And like, but Ray, the thing about with lockdown is that we've been thinking that maybe we might get a job in RTE, you know, like come in and say hi to you every day because we can't leave Ireland. So forget about international work or anything.
I think I said this to you before, and maybe it wasn't on air, but if I had any power in television, I would have both of you on television in some shape or form. Because I think you're naturals. Yeah, well,
number one mascot.
This is the thing that was said, right? This is the truth. You know, it said, well, Zig and Zag are Jedward. Jedward R. Zig and Zag.
That's our secret identity. We literally are sock puppets.
Yeah.
Ray, you'll have to have us on the Den.
We will. They say it's coming back in September and you will be our first guest.
Amazing.
Is that a
Ray,
deal?
The thing,
classic.
Yeah, 100%.
Right,
okay. Right. Forget about all those conspiracies with Niall Horan and all that drama. That was totally blown out of proportion. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now, you're going to sing, John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you going to sing? Have you got a guitar there and everything?
Yeah, I will. Let's get on to it. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what are you going
to do?
Like introduce this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Jedward are breaking up. This is the first time John has appeared solo.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't be scared. You'll never change what's been and gone. May your smile shine on. Don't be scared. Your destiny may keep you warm. 'Cause all of the stars are faded away. Just try not to worry, you'll see them someday. So take what you need and be on your way. And stop crying your heart out. 'Cause all of the stars are faded away. Just try not to worry, you'll see them someday. So take what you need and be on your way. And stop crying your heart out. Stop crying your heart out.
Ah, John, that was great. That was really lovely.
He told me to keep it short.
Yeah, no, and that was like that was from the heart. I was very conscious.
Ray, should we go into the second verse there?
That was John live from his bedroom. Congrats, John.
Into the second verse. You ready? Here we go. You ready?
Go on,
get
then.
Get up.
Chancer.
Come on. Don't be scared. You'll never change what's been and gone. 'Cause all of the stars are faded away. Just try not to worry, you'll see them someday. So take what you need and be on your way. And stop crying your heart out. Stop crying your heart out.
Equally good. Second time round.
Well done, John.
Yes, well done, John.
You're through to boot camp.
Yeah, lads. I was very aware reading out that request for somebody for Mother's Day before you introduced you that, you know, it must be a tough time for you, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
It honestly is. Like, even me singing that song, like, I'm thinking about my friends and stuff who are going through similar things. You know, their dads aren't well and stuff like that. You know, you're just trying to give them that pickup.
Yeah, yeah. And this is your second Mother's Day without your mum, isn't it? Would that be right? Or third probably.
I don't know. It's just hard because I feel like with lockdown and everything, like, your mentality is not the best, but I just kind of not delve too deep into things, just kind of keep going.
It's
really hard, but at the same time, I let all my friends and people know who have their mothers to appreciate them, because you never know what's around the corner.
For everyone, like, financially, mentally, everything. Like, the thing about it is that me and Jonas have to keep going. We have to keep that spark alive. We're not getting any government funding. We haven't got any initiatives from anything in the music scene or anything. We have to keep making our songs, doing our thing. You know, like, a lot of other people are getting
yourself up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you here holding a painting done by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, on Christmas, the 23rd, Ed Sheeran sent this massive crate, a big, massive wooden box. It looked like there was a giraffe
huge
in it.
Huge surprise. 20 screws to unscrew. Right.
And it's artwork that he's done himself, because he's like a budding artiste, and he's only done a painting for like a handful of people, so it meant a lot to us that he took the time out. And John and me are also working on a painting for him.
Right. Well, what's your relationship with Ed Sheeran?
The one that we're doing for him.
Well,
it goes all the way back to the beginning of 2011, before everyone was like buzzing about Ed Sheeran. We kind of just like were genuinely had an interest. It wasn't like before he was selling out like Crow Park multiple times.
The thing is, when we hang out, we just connect. We have the chats for like hours on end till the early mornings about whatever it is. Because, you know, when you're in the same industry, you can you want an opinion on how to interpret certain situations and see each other's perspective on how to feel about it. So I feel like that's where we connect, and just the fact that we always keep it real. We're not trying to, you know, do a song with him or do this or that. We all just kind of, you know, just keep it easy going, as if we're just, you know, not even making music.
Everyone
like
always wants something from him, probably, and they always like are trying to big up things and trying to show off appearances. But me and John, we just kind of take down all those guards, and I think like we kind of have like just chill conversations where it's not like, look at my Rolex.
And you're doing a painting for him, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nearly done.
John, tell him about the painting.
Go on.
All right, I'll give you an insight. So basically, it's cats playing instruments. I have a cat playing the drums, a cat playing the bass, a cat playing the guitar, a lead singer. And like, it's very interesting.
Yeah, on the drum kit, it says Lyra, because it's for his daughter, so he can put it up in her room.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to do more paintings, but this is just the first one. So it's nice that we both got each other into painting. Like, we were talking about this like 2 years ago.
You need to get a nice painting painted of yourself and put it in the National Art Gallery.
No, you're fine. Thanks a million. I believe you're doing St. Patrick's Day messages for people. PlanetJedward.com.
Thank you. Yeah,
they're all sold
out. We're doing
a
lot of messages.
Go on.
I think it's nice to do these messages because it keeps you connected with the fans.
So what do you say? What do you say on the messages?
I don't know. You have a shower, you do your hair, you feel great about yourself, and then you're just there buzzing, having the chats, catching up with each other, and maybe sing a bit of Wonderwall.
Right. Okay. That's great. So here's the plan. When the Den is back in September, you're going to be the first guests on. You're going to mind yourselves, finish your painting of the cat band. Yeah, for Ed Sheeran. You're on TikTok, so you're working that, are you?
Ray, we're always doing stuff.
Not really.
No, okay.
No, we are. We're everywhere.
We work it a bit more.
Right, okay.
Everyone listening, you can follow us on Twitter at Planet Jedward or Instagram, JepicPics.
Right.
John, shut up. Follow Ray Darcy.
Can you not tell me to shut up? You're not in the Black Eyed Peas.
Listen, John, Edward, go off and have that little spat among yourselves. It was great talking to you.
Love you, Ray. The head of RT, you know, yes, that radio show.
I will. Mind yourself.
We'll
stay safe.
Best,
see
you.
Bye. The Ray Darcy
Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Sasha says Jedward should always be on TV. And Terence says that's a very nice surprise from the twins. Great song. And wow, well done, John. That was amazing. You're great, says Pamela. And Brody in Swords. And Mick in the truck wants to know, are Podge and Rog twins? As far as I know, they are. My father was an identical twin, says Tom. So when the twins were teenagers, if one was busy, they would send the other one to work or chores or whatever. Thankfully, I got their good looks, says Tom. And my grandmother had four sets of twins, all fraternal. Her first pregnancy in 1920 was twins, and her last in 1938, twins. How many children did she have in total, Jean? I'm interested. And my sister had triplets, and then 4 years later, twins on St. Patrick's Day. Wondering how many families in Ireland have the combinations of twins that we have in our family. So here we go. In our family, we have twin sisters, twin boy and girl, and twin brothers. Yeah, I don't know if that's unique, but I'd say it's very rare. Now, we have Brendan Courtney on the line with his mum, Nuala. How are you doing, Brendan?
Hey, how are you?
Good to talk to you.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, how are you, Nuala?
Hi, how are you, Ray?
Good to talk to you again.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
I know, yeah.
Well, I was saying that to Brendan, because he needs to know, Nuala.
And all the other panicked, we're Gen X's, aren't we? Yeah, so
get out there and get it done. Get out there and get it done. Well, you see, you have the excuse of the pandemic and the lockdown now, Brendan, but you don't, because you're in a bubble with Nuala.
Yes, yeah, so I come up two or three times a week, and we've just been, actually, we can't do many glamorous things, so we had a little early Mother's Day treat. We went over to Dunn's in Kilnamanagh and did a bit of essential shopping, and we actually bought some flowers. So
right, okay.
It was nice. It was actually, it's funny, the simple little mundane things. We got a takeaway coffee, right? It was like we were in Italy. Do you know what? I'm not even joking. We were doing this interview today, and I said, let's go. We'll go to Dunn's early, get a bit of lunch, and we're fed now. We're
sitting
waiting to do this. Yes. We both got dressed up for the radio.
Great. your caffeined up is great as well. So
that's caffeined up as well. Yeah.
You're bringing that energy to it, yeah. But it is amazing, isn't it, Brendan Nuala?
Yes.
How going to the shop now is an outing, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's socialising.
Yes.
Because you get to know all the people in the shop, because you go to the same shop all the time.
Yeah.
And it's really nice, because you meet them and they'll have something to say to you, you know, or whatever. And it's nice. Yeah.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I just got a photograph from my wife, right? She was down the local supermarket and they'd ran out of anchovies. And one of the managers on his way into work today stopped off in another supermarket to buy anchovies for my wife. Should I be suspicious?
It's amazing,
isn't it? And
yeah.
And that's the thing, like, supermarkets have become a place that we go and we feel comfortable and we feel, you know, loved and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
Now, here's the big thing. Brendan Courtney, you cut Nuala's hair.
Yes, he did.
He actually did.
I have a lot of hair, and it had gone really, really long.
Yes.
And I said, Brendan, would you cut my hair? And he said, no, I'm all right. And I said, no, it'll be all right, just do as you're told. So he did, and he did a great job. Yeah, I told him what to do.
Yes.
Because I was a hairdresser all my life.
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
And he followed my instructions, and it went perfect.
Brilliant. So
she said things like, take your sections tighter.
Whatever that means. Sounds good.
Hairdressers will know what it means. Right, I was terrified.
Does this sort of signal a change in career, Brendan?
Well, funny enough, all our lives, Mam had a hairdressing salon.
Yeah.
So I was washing hair from the age of 11 and getting singing and tap dancing for the lovely women of Crumlin to give me tips. But so kind of the smell of permalotion reminds me of Christmas. So I grew up with hair being done all around us. So it's not an alien force to me at all.
Yeah.
But I did work there, and I was actually, to be honest, not a great cutter. Great stylist, but not a great cutter. So I did take my life in my hands. But we posted a picture on Instagram, and I came up on Wednesday, and Mam said, how many likes did I get?
Well, how many likes did you get?
Thousands.
So you're happy, Nuala?
Yes.
Yeah,
I knew he would do it if he just listened, and he did.
Yes.
He listened.
Well, it was probably something to do with fear as well, Nuala.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's amazing what you do.
It was akin to being on an aeroplane, and, you know, the pilot collapses, and you get and air ground controller landing, because they can't see what you're doing, but they're telling you exactly what to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Nuala, how has lockdown been for you?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful. I mean, I'm not so bad. I'm a psychotherapist, but lots of my friends live on their own, and they can't get to their daughters or their sons, or they're away, or they're down the country past the five-mile stupid thingy. And honestly, why didn't we lock down the country last March?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we wouldn't be in it now.
Sure.
And it's the people who are trying to live on small amounts of money with two and three children, four children, some people have even more, and they have to manage.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness me, the amount of people out of work just breaks my heart. It's awful.
It's terrible. I'm interested to know, Nuala, how you're doing your psychotherapist sessions.
Oh, we do them on the phone.
Right.
I ring the client and they get so many sessions.
Okay.
And
were you not tempted to use Zoom?
No. They asked me at the beginning, would I use Zoom? And I said, no, I won't, because my computer's in my sitting room. So that means nobody can walk through my sitting room into my kitchen. And it's not very private.
Okay.
And people are very private about their emotional stuff and who's listening, etc. So I said to the company, no, I would be doing it on the phone. So that's what I do. And then I got an email the other day that said Zoom stopped them. All of the rest of it, you can't do it, you have to do it by phone. So I'd say exactly that's what was happening.
Uh-huh.
People would be walking through because your computer would be in the centre of your house, like when you were a kid, the telly was in the centre.
I find Zoom, it's not very natural. You're very self-conscious, you know.
Yes.
And you're probably unlikely to get the real story from people on
Zoom,
I think.
Well, you won't. And people are very sensitive about the problem that they have, as I would and as you would.
Yes.
And then they're trusting you to speak to you, that nobody else is listening.
Of course.
A couple of months ago, I was talking to a young female.
Right.
And I couldn't understand what the noise was around her. And she was out in the freezing cold because she didn't want her brother, who slept in the next bedroom, to hear what she was saying. How private
we are, of course,
our problems.
And Brendan, are you a Zoomer? You're with Sonia and everybody else?
Yeah. Just limp and roll, as they say. You just have to. I mean, Mom hates it. She hates that she can't see her clients because my mother turns out has a heart and cares. I'm like, it's great. You don't have to put anything but a top on and sit down at the kitchen table. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And you get paid. But I'm tired of it as well. It's boring and can't wait for a bit of human contact. And the design process, we flipped it online remote pretty quickly, and all of our meetings are Zoom. But it's just, I don't want to go on about it, but I really was feeling it this week. I'm just sick of it now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this week got to me. I don't know what happened. I felt quite anxious all week, and I run a lot, as you do, and thank God for that. But I think a year of it, the anniversary of it is a bit daunting, isn't it? Hence, distracting ourselves at Mother's Day and frivolity just to not accept that we've been doing this for a year, you know, so it's hard.
And can you see a light, just in your life? Can you see a light? Because everybody is approaching it differently.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been quite buoyant all along. I mean, remember, I was in the Department of Health for the first 12 weeks with Ireland on Call with Katie Hannon, and talking to Dr. Tony Hoolan and everybody every Tuesday and Thursday. So kind of got a real sense that there was an optimism around that there will be a vaccine. And I am very frustrated, as a lot of people are, with the delay in the rollout and supply, and you know, lots of different reasons are being thrown into the hat. But still, our Ireland neighbours are way ahead of us, and that's just very difficult to a pill to swallow. And I'd start, so every day I ring Mam, have you had your call yet? Any news? And I tweeted recently, come on lads, hurry up with the vaccine. And there was a massive response of people just feeling a frustration. I also am not that kind of person that would blame politicians on a pandemic. It's not fair. Nobody wants to manage this. And I do believe everybody is doing the best they can. But you can feel the frustration now, because we know that there's now five vaccines. Can we just get one, please? And the sun is out and people are ready to get back out. But I do predict great things for the end of the summer. I think it'll be like the roaring 20s. And you're hearing that a lot.
Well, that was my next question, because you and Sonia are meeting there. What do you think people are going to want to wear when they eventually can mix with other people?
But we can see what they've been wearing, and harrowing news is women again putting themselves last. So we can see at the till, men's wear, kids wear, essentials, food, breaking records. Women's wear fell off a cliff. So and add into the fact that women make 80% of all domestic purchasing decisions, including the car, by the way. So that means women are doing the shopping but not putting themselves in the cart, which is fine with hands, but it's time that stopped. Also, 80% of frontline workers are female.
Yes.
Where are the female representation in NPHET? Now, there are women there's no female representation. Like, it just seems
And then there's
so
only two women on the special cabinet committee
like,
on COVID.
It's just getting silly. And it seems to be, this gender imbalance seems to be unravelling really quickly. And who decided that clothing is non-essential? It is essential. Yeah. Sonia's mother, bless her, is a wonderful woman, is in a care home with dementia and has lost rapid weight and has, you know, she's doing great, actually, thank God, but she lost a lot of weight really quickly and she couldn't buy trousers for her mother. Yeah. And it was just like, this is essential.
I know. Just really Dr. bizarre. Neve Lynch, who we talk to regularly, she's a doctor, a pediatric doctor down in Cork.
Yeah.
She posted a picture yesterday of, you know, her kids' shoes, how much they've grown in the last year.
Yeah.
And the question is, like, why do we live in a country where you can't buy a pair of shoes for a child, which are impossible to buy online, but yet you can buy a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. And I hope that this will help right some of those imbalances for sure.
Yeah.
But we are predicting like really optimistic colours. Like,
right.
In general, people's moods have been battered. But I do think we are a sturdy race. We will come back fighting the human race, and I'm very optimistic that people will. And also, psychologists will tell you we have very short memories.
We'll get over it.
Hopefully, yeah.
So it's the roaring 20s, the Charleston all around, and loads of bright primary colours. That's the prediction from Brendan Courtney. Listen,
and my hope
and your hope, your hope as well.
Yeah,
Nuala, great talking to you. I'm glad to hear that Brendan did a good job on the hair. And when we get to the other side, both of you might come in for, you know, so I can see you and give you a hug and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Brendan, mind yourself.
Thank you.
I hope the mood is better next week. Okay, see you. Bye. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
BB Baskin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm in top form, Ray. Thank you very much. Top form, not a bother.
Yeah. And I was just saying there to Brendan and Nuala that everybody's approach to what we're going through is different. And you've had a comparatively good lockdown.
Well, very good in my mind. It wouldn't have been particularly good financially, but that's a whole other story. And I suppose it depends on what you put first and also what you're in a position to put first. Because, you know, as Nuala said there, there are young couples with 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, a mortgage, all that stuff. They're in desperate straits and besought with worry. And I have musician friends. Like a great Cork band called Savage Cabbage. They haven't had a gig since this week last year. Mm. I personally haven't had a speaking event either since this day last year. But I did other things in the meantime. And yeah, I've been very happy in lockdown.
And how do you do it? And I know you have BB's happiness place where you're sharing your secrets. Yeah. So how do you keep your wellness going?
Well, there are just certain practices that you have to acknowledge and get into your daily routine. And there are also certain mental attitudes that you can have. And I know there's a lot of talk now about meditation. And I've just made a little promo there. You know, a homemade thing, right?
Yeah.
Where I say entrepreneur, Richard Branson, the Dalai Lama and our own Brezzy. What do they all have in common? They meditate. Yes. So in BB's Happy Place, this is a private group on Facebook. I started it only in January. I teach you meditation. So that's one of the little tools of having a happier lockdown and many other things as well. There's a whole rake of stuff in that little place.
Yeah. And Ayurveda, is it Ayurveda or Ayurveda?
Yeah.
And that's you bring that. That's where you learned that over in India when you were there for all those years. So remind us what that is.
Oh, my God. That is a system of medicine that if you want to become an Ayurvedic doctor, it takes you about 7 years of study like you would do here if you want to become a GP. I can't possibly tell you in a couple of
minutes. Okay, right. Maybe when we get to the other side. Maybe when we get to the other side. What you can tell me is about, you know, your happiness and your wellness and your book. I got the book onto my desk and I flicked through it and it was great. Lovely quotes and all that sort of thing. And tomorrow week is International Happiness Day, started by the UN.
It is.
Yeah.
That's right. It was started back in 2012 by the UN.
Yeah. Yeah. So what will happen on International Happiness Day?
Well, first of all, it's absolutely up to each nation to do whatever they like, be it big or small. But what I like about this is that it's actually putting happiness forward as part of a goal. You know, it used to be with governments and governing bodies, it used to be all about the economy growing and all of that. And at last, I think people are looking towards the importance of the well-being of the citizens of a country. Mm. So you can do anything big or small, but just do something.
I have a problem with happiness, and I tell you why.
Oh, no,
it's an aspirational thing, and people get disappointed when they don't achieve what their notion of happiness is.
Yeah,
and it's oversold to people. And I think maybe about a gratitude day instead, International Gratitude Day.
We do that in the Happy Place and the Facebook thing.
Right.
We do it on Friday. I've just posted it. Yeah. I know you, listen, Raimondo, I know you've an interest in all of this. So don't be giving me that anti-happiness crap now, because I'm not going with it.
Into
Bibi's Happy Place and I'll sort you out.
I'm not anti-happiness. You know what I'm saying. That maybe your aspirations are too high. And if you aspire to something
too high... Don't set the bar.
Happiness.
Don't set the bar too high.
Right, okay. What's happiness for you then? We'll start there. How about that? That's better.
Yeah, well, happiness has to be good health. And thank God I'm okay on that. I'm not like you and Brendan. I don't go out running. Oh, my God. And like a lot of people, I have gained a bit of weight. And I tried to lose the damn thing the last month and it hasn't worked.
Okay.
So that's the thing I have to tackle now. But the happiness comes from, in particular, just a few points quickly.
Yeah.
Acceptance.
Okay.
What acceptance means is that you accept the things that are going on around you. You don't try to fight against them and fight to the bitter end. You go into a more gentle mode of being. And the gratitude one is also very important. And the third and last one I'd say is living in the present moment.
Okay.
So many people get rattled by thinking about past hurts or maybe wondering what the hell's going to happen to us with COVID next year. Just live. And if you do that, live in the now, you'll find loads of maybe small but significant things that will add to your general well-being and your happiness.
Okay. Bibi Baskin, will you give me a really sound, practical tip for living in the now? Like, I understand it at an intellectual level, but actually doing it I find particularly difficult.
Yeah, I know all this SH has talked about meditation, but it really is a very, very, I mean, it's got a very ancient history and it's very good. And that's what brings you into the now.
Uh-huh.
I guide you in this happy place through a meditation. So you have to listen to my voice and I teach you the breathing as well.
Right.
And when your thoughts run off, because that's the problem you're having, Ray, I will bring them back with my voice to the here and now. And then we do walking meditations as well, because a lot of people are walking nowadays. And we have one coming up next week, how to wind down in the evening meditation. And a real short one, 3 minutes. If your concentration is bad, and you're suggesting yours is, there's a 3-minuter in there led by me.
Well, here's a question for you.
Before
I let you go, Bibi Baskin, is meditation for everybody? You know, does it suit everybody?
I think it can be.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I think it can be. But if you have this mad mental mind that, you know, is like the monkey mind is called, jumping from X, Y, and Z, you probably think you can't do it. You not only can do it, but you need to do it. And finally, the fella said once, you know, oh, I'm too busy. I can't give 10 minutes a day to meditation. And the answer is, man, you sound like you need an hour of meditation, not 10 minutes.
Right, Bibi Baskin's Happy Place. There and you can go, you'll find it on the internet. It's not Bibi Baskin's, it's Bibi's Happy Place .ie. So we look forward to International Happiness, Contentness, Gratitude Day, which is tomorrow week. Bibi, mind yourself, stay safe. Great talking to you.
Thanks a million, Ray. Bye.
Bye. Grandma, good morning. Have a good weekend. Thanks very much. 51551 Ray at RT.ie. Michael in Roscommon says, great to hear Bibi back on the radio. She's an amazing voice, hasn't she? I really like Bibi Baskin. Tell her that meditation makes me panicky. Advice. Well, you heard what she said to me and it makes me panicky too. Only one thing at a time helps to focus on present. Right, only one thing at a time helps folks in present. It's very straightforward, very simple, difficult to apply. Jedward Aratonic, And email from Deirdre King. More Jedward on the radio, please. They lift my spirits. Can't wait to see Jedward on the Den. And Martin Kearns in Tramore has been on. Your chat about the cherry blossom shower of petals brings back a lovely memory of our two girls playing a game of catching as many petals as possible as they fell from the big cherry blossom tree in our front garden. I have a lovely video of them bouncing around, laughing in a sunny afternoon a few years ago. Also, a big shout out to Mum Bernadette for Mother's Day on Sunday, Martin. I have a great picture of Kate as well, throwing a load of petals up in the air and then falling down on top of her head. The way to clean a toilet brush, throw it out, says Kath. They're very cheap to buy and they only last a short time. Not if you're buying a Joseph bendy one. They're not that cheap. Let's get to this then. Press the button. It's time for our quiz of today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Today being the 12th of March. Great prize. This week comes from courtesy of Electric Ireland, who are launching their new smart meter price plans, helping you manage your electricity usage for the better. That means no more estimated bills or submitting your meter reading. You can search Electric Ireland meters to find out more about smart meters and the benefits. And thanks to our friends at Electric Ireland, we've been giving away a new 50-inch HD smart TV every day this week. Hello, Liz Broderick.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. You're in Clonard.
I am. I'm in Clonard in County Meath.
Whereabouts is that in County Meath now? Where is it close to?
It's about 10 minutes past Enfield.
Ah, right. Okay.
But yeah, I'm originally from Kildare, though.
Oh, are you? Kildare Town?
I'll get that in. No, Maynooth.
Maynooth. Actually, that's nearly, nearly Dublin, nearly Meath, nearly...
Nearly everywhere.
Nearly everywhere, yeah. What's your story? You've three children.
We've three daughters. We've Fia, Aoife and Emma.
Right.
And Fia's 17, so she's going back to school on Monday. Aoife's three, and she went back to play school on Monday just gone, and right. Then we've Emma, she's 18 months. So.
Right. And you're on a year off from your job?
I am. I took parental leave this year. So I'm a teacher, a secondary school teacher in Lincoln, but I took the year off this year just like after the kids. So
was that from last September? Was it?
Yeah, it's from September just gone until this June, basically.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
And were you pushed by the pandemic in a way, or no?
Yes and no, yeah. I had decided last January, but then with March and stuff coming up, with everything that happened this time last year, I just said, no, if we could. And, you know, if we can live on beans for a year, we'll do it, you know.
Yeah.
It's worked out so far. So.
Okay. Especially for the 3 and the 1 year old, they're getting a lot of mammy.
Yeah.
Which is great.
My husband's off there, so I told him today, when you were reading out the question for the quiz, I said, you're going to collect 3 years of play school, I'm definitely going to answer today.
Right.
But he's home, which makes a big difference today. But,
yes, yeah, yeah.
And last year, she was 6 months last year, it made a big difference for her as well.
But your 17-year-old, any help with the two younger ones?
Oh, she's brilliant.
Yeah,
with three girls, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
I have to say that on national radio.
No, it came very naturally to you.
She's brilliant. She really is. She's great. She's like another mommy.
Okay. What's the telly situation in the house?
My telly, I got it in 2007.
Right.
We don't have any smart TVs or anything.
Okay, right.
They're into their tellies here, all right.
So no HDMI or any connections like that? No.
Oh, no, it does. It does.
Oh, it does.
Even though it's still going, it's great.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm allowed to say the brand, but it's a great LTV.
Yeah.
It does. They have it hooked up to their Xbox. And
yeah, so you can get Netflix and all on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, but it is 14 years old now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's one person standing in the way of you getting a new telly, Liz Broderick, and that is Imelda O'Sullivan. How are you doing, Imelda?
Hi, Ray. Very good.
Good. Ballincollig in County Cork.
That's right.
Right,
yes.
And you're there with Pat, your husband.
I have. He's going to give me a hand.
Is he? Right.
he promised he would anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
And who else is at home, or are you just yourself and Pat?
No, I have two grandchildren. I'm actually doing homeschooling.
Right.
And I minded them, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what age are they, Imelda?
My two grandchildren. Dylan would be 13 and Abby is 9.
Right. So are neither of them back to school yet?
Abby is back Monday and Dylan will be after Easter.
Yes. So one of them's in third class then, I'm figuring it out here. And then the other one is in second class. Second year. Yes.
That's right.
Okay. I'm probably asking the wrong person because other people must have plans for Sunday, not you. But would you be hoped to be surprised on Sunday?
Oh, I'd say definitely be surprised. They're two good daughters. They always look after me anyway.
Do they? Great. Okay. How are you on the quiz?
I wasn't too good this week when I was listening to you.
Okay, right.
I didn't get very many right. But I have been good up to last week.
It's odd because we got a couple of texts that we didn't read out on air saying that the questions were more difficult this week than in previous weeks.
So there you go.
The same person is doing them, David's doing them, and he hasn't changed anything about the questions, but that's the way they feel anyway.
Shall I give it a try anyway, Bash?
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Right. Liz, you're there. You're both of you ready to go. So we have Liz in Clonard and Meath, and we have Imelda down in Ballincollig in Cork. Five questions each. Whoever answers most correctly gets the TV. If it's a draw at the end of five questions, we go to a tiebreaker. Okay, good luck, Liz. Good luck, Melda. Here we go. Liz, first question for you is this. On this day in 1365, the University of Vienna was founded. Vienna is the capital city of which European country?
Austria.
Correct answer. Imelda, on this day in 1899, Jan Lehon, a renowned poet, was born in Warsaw. Warsaw is the capital city of which European country?
European country.
Warsaw.
Poland.
Yes, correct
Poland.
Answer.
Yes.
Liz, second question for you is an audio one. Have a listen to this.
Welcome. The time has come to select one courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12.
I volunteer as tribute.
I believe we have a volunteer.
On this day in 2012, that film starring Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen premiered in Los Angeles. Can you name it?
Hunger Games.
Yes, your 17-year-old is obviously a fan, I'd say, or maybe you are as well. Imelda, yours is an audio one as well. Have a listen to this.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Who, me? I'm not a witch at all. I'm Dorothy Gale from Kansas.
On this day in 1946, Liza Minnelli, American singer actress, was born in Hollywood. You heard her famous mother there in The Wizard of Oz. Can you name her?
Poland.
No.
Judy. Garland, sorry.
Yeah.
Garland. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
We're a bit out of sync there for a minute. That's great. Judy Garland is the correct answer. Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Warsaw is the capital city of Judy Garland. Sorry. Okay, right. Two all. Well done. Liz, your third question is this. On this day in 1928 in California, the St. Francis Dam failed. The question is, in total, how many U.S. states begin with the letter C? Three or four?
Three.
It's the correct answer. California, Colorado and Connecticut. Well done. And for you, Imelda, on this day in 1913, the Kansas legislature approved the censorship of motion pictures. In total, how many U.S. states begin with the letter K? Two or three?
Three, I'd say. I'd give a guess at that one.
It's two, Kansas and Kentucky. Okay.
Right.
Rightio. Right. Back to you then, Liz. Question number four is an audio one. Have a listen to this.
I would give everything I own. Give up my life, my heart, my own.
Now, on this day in 1987, that single by former lead singer with Culture Club was number one. Can you name him?
Oh, yes, sorry, Boy George.
Yes, Boy George, correct answer. And for you, Imelda, another audio one. Have a listen to this. On this day in 1989, that single by that former Neighbours actor was at number one. Can you name him?
Would it be Jason Donovan?
It would be Jason Donovan. Well done, Imelda. Right.
Good.
Okay, Liz, you're on four. Imelda, you're on three.
Right.
Now, Liz, if you answer this question correctly, unfortunately, Imelda, you can't catch her.
All right.
Okay, so
you'll
be hoping, fingers crossed, that she doesn't get it right and you get your final one right. Here we go. Okay, Liz, for the telly, your final question. Good luck. On this day in 1913, the foundation stone of the Australian capital in Canberra was laid. Which of these countries has a larger population than Australia? Romania, Ukraine, or the Netherlands?
Oh, God. Ukraine. Yes, totally.
You're saying Ukraine. Okay.
Yeah.
Australia has a population of 25 million. Romania, 19 million. The Netherlands, 17 million. And you are correct, Ukraine, 43 million. Correct answer. There you go. Imelda, sorry about that.
Hurry up, Imelda.
Imelda.
Yes, sorry, Ray.
Sorry about that. We'll send you out a couple of Ray D'Arcy Show mugs.
You're very good.
For yourself and Pat. And mind yourself, and I hope you have a great weekend and a great Mother's Day. Okay.
Thank you, Ray.
See you, Imelda. Bye now. Bye. Bye. Now, Liz Broderick, there you go.
Thanks so much, Ray. That's great.
Yeah, it was worth it getting the hubby to collect the, you know, the young one from the play school so you could enter and all that.
It definitely worked out. I'm hiding in the box room here away from them, so.
Right, brilliant. Well done.
Thanks so much, Ray. Thank you.
A 50-inch HD smart TV on its way to you in Clonard.
Oh, unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Happy That's Mother's brilliant. Day, Liz. See you. Bye.
On RTE Radio
1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Brian and Fergus have been on. Fergus says, an old girlfriend once said to me, happiness is like a butterfly. If you chase it, it eludes you. But if you sit down quietly, it alights on your shoulder. So stop chasing it. It's all around you if you look, says Fergus. And Brian says, feel the water on your back in the shower rather than thinking of the day ahead. Staying in the present moment. Thanks for that. Can I look forward to what's coming up next? I can, okay. Rosanna Davison will be talking to us after this. That's great. Indila, Dernier Dance on RT Radio 1. Good afternoon, Rosanna Davison.
Good afternoon. That was a lovely song.
Isn't it?
I must say I enjoyed that.
Yes, yeah. My 14-year-old daughter introduced me to it last night. It's quite old. But when I went on to see it on YouTube, over 700 million people have watched it on YouTube. So there
goodness,
you go.
It was lovely and relaxing.
Yeah, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Yeah. Gosh, it's been a while since we talked.
Yes, it has been a while. It could be 7 years, 6 or 7 years. I'll just get this out of the way, Rosanna. You've teamed up with One For All, which is a perfect gift for Mother's Day. And I'm a big fan of One For All vouchers, and my mum gets them every Christmas, and so it's an easy sell to me. So
they're brilliant. They're, you know, light enough to post and easy enough to pick up. So
And there's a whole range of shops you can use them in. Mother's Day is a big day for you, isn't it? Because you tried for so long to be a mother.
Certainly is. Well, yeah, we've shared our story over the past year or so, and this year we're lucky enough to have three babies at home. Well, one toddler and two almost 4 month old identical twin boys. So last year we had Sophia, she was just a few months old, but of course we'd gone into lockdown for Mother's Day last year, and you know, most of us couldn't see our mums. So this year we're in a support bubble with my parents. They're helping out with childcare, so we will be able to see my mum thankfully this Sunday and for Mother's Day.
And it's great for you and Wes and your parents Chris and Diane. And in a way, one of the positives out of lockdown, I think, is people for very young children are getting to bond a lot more because they're spending more time at home.
Yeah, I think it's been a really, I suppose, one of the positive aspects of all of this is that, you know, my husband Wes has been home from work, and we've had all this important family time together. Also, you know, he's a whiz at changing nappies and feeding the boys and all those sorts of things. So I couldn't have done it without him. So we've just been, I mean, it's intense, obviously, looking after three little ones, but it's a special time, and I think we'll look back and really appreciate it.
I think you will. We got an email during the week from one of our listeners who just had a new baby, and they had a 2-year-old at home, and they were looking for advice because the 2-year-old was looking at the interloper, you know, the new baby, as if, you're stepping on my turf here. How has Sophia been with the twins?
We've had a little bit of that here. She wasn't too impressed when we brought them home from hospital, and she, you know, she's getting used to them now and getting used to seeing them around, but still she can't play with them, she can't eat them, she can't beat them up, you know, they're kind of pointless to her at the moment. But we keep saying to her, you know, later this year when they're able to sit up and they're a bit stronger, they'll be able to play with her. But of course, because she was born at the end of 2019, she hasn't really been able to play with any babies at all, so it'll be lovely for her to have the company later this year. They should be big enough to play.
It'll be a big adventure going out into the world, won't it? How's motherhood treating you? That's a big question, isn't it?
I could be here all day telling you. Yeah. You know, we're trying to just survive each day without too much baby sick down our fronts and, you know, to make sure not too many of us are crying throughout the day. But it's, yeah, as I said, it's busy, but we're kind of in a good routine with the twins now. And I think that's the secret with twins is to be sort of militant about their routine, yeah. You know, feeding times, sleep times, and then fit Sophia's sort of meal times and bedtime in between that. But, you know, we're doing fine. We're surviving each day and it actually gets easier week by week. I think anyone with a newborn baby will say that as well. You know, issues like colic and reflux have been, you know, bit of a problem for us, but they're coming out of that now, and we've got teething ahead of us then as yes. The next stage, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
All the fun ones.
Yeah, and then, you know, look, you can project forward to the teenage years. Anyway, that's
a little bit ahead of us.
I'm fascinated, and I know you've talked about this before, but I'm fascinated about your, you know what happened to you, you know, trying and then going with a surrogate and then naturally having the two lads, Hugo and Oscar. Have you tried to make sense of that? Have your doctors made any sense of that? Or,
you know, I do think about it a lot, but there was no medical explanation. I mean, my doctor was just as amazed as I was, and I actually had seen 5 different specialists between here and the UK during that time. I personally put it down to probably, you know, we had Sophia early last year. We had thought we'd go again with the surrogacy program last summer. We had stopped trying to have kids ourselves. And then going into lockdown as well, I just relaxed my lifestyle. Yeah. I'm one of these ones who kind of puts a lot of pressure on myself to, you know, get up, get things done, go to the gym, go to work. And so when we went into lockdown, I just gave myself the chance to relax and just have that family time at home with Wes and Sophia. And it just happened. But of course, you know, people will say, well, just stop trying and it'll happen. And in our case, you know, that's what happened to us. But it's very hard just to switch off if you're really trying for family and it's not working out. And I think an important point to make about Mother's Day is that it's not an easy day for everyone.
No.
You know, some of us can't see our mum. Some of us have lost our mums. You know, other people out there like me over the years, you know, was desperate to become a mum and it wasn't happening. So, you know, it's not always an easy day for everyone, but it is a very special day and a day to enjoy if you are lucky enough to have your mum there.
And I was saying it's going to be more important for people this year, like it was last year, because people haven't seen their mothers if they're living away from home or for lockdown, cocooning, various reasons. So it gives it a sort of more importance. We were speaking to Bibi Baskin before 4 o'clock, and I was reading a bit about her before the show today. And one of the things she brought back with her from India was this thing, you know, mind and body, that we tend to, in the Western world, separate the mind from the body. But when you hear your story, you know, you can't help but think that there's a very strong connection.
Yeah, I've always believed that, really, that, you know, so much of your thoughts and your thought processes, you know, control maybe how your body works or doesn't. And, you know, I think stress management has a lot to do with it. You know, I think health really is, obviously we're familiar with good nutrition, drinking your water, getting your regular exercise. But, you know, sleep, stress management is probably underrated. But, you know, the last year has taught us all, I think, to slow down a little bit more and appreciate more of a slower pace of life, because that's the choice, you know, it's the only way we've been able to live. And hopefully we won't have to go back to the crazy pace of life that we had gotten used to.
And we spoke to Jedward at the top of the show. And, you know, John and Edward. Edward was saying that John is the talented one. He's the singer and he plays guitar. And Edward is the one who deals with business. Can you see, even at this early stage, can you see Hugo and Oscar developing different personalities? Or is it too early?
We can, you know. Funny enough, during my pregnancy, Oscar was the wild one. He was always doing flips you know, one scan he'd have the head up and the next one he'd have the head down, and Hugo was more chilled. But actually Hugo now we call Party Boy Hugo, because he's got a glint in his eye. He looks like he wants to head out to Coppers every night. You know, I have to let him down gently, tell him it's not possible at the moment. And Oscar's sort of the more chilled out one. So we are learning their little personalities and it's great fun. It's such a lovely stage to just watch them grow and develop and have all this time with them. So we are feeling, you know, extremely grateful for that.
Just an anonymous texter before we let you go. Thanks to Rosanna for sharing her story. I thought I was alone struggling to conceive. It can be lonely as hell. So there you go. That's you gave somebody some comfort. Rosanna teamed up with One For All. So if you're looking for an idea for Mother's Day, One For All voucher, it's a cover all gift. Yeah. And as you say, you can put it in the post as well. Rosanna, lovely talking to you. And don't be
Thanks
a stranger.
Thanks so much. And great to talk to you.
Mind yourself. Stay safe.
No, absolutely not. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Bye. Bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, including Mary Bonner down in Camping Crescent. And whatever you're doing, do it safely. Have I got a jingle there? I do. There you go. Good luck.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.